Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right. It's Mojo in the Morning Show. Now, now let's talk about poop.
this is the freedom you fought for.
Yeah. By the way, it usually takes people that are newer to the show. It takes them a little time to feel comfortable enough to tell a story about poop. I'm really proud of the fact that we have our new producer, KP, who has been with us for less than 3 months, right? Actually, how long? 2 months?
A little over 2 months.
Okay. So you've been with us for a short time, and she is willing to tell us that, yes, she has added to the list of people who have pooped themselves.
You don't think it's going to happen to you until it happens to you.
Let me just say this to you, KP. I believe that everybody has pooped themselves. There are just those that won't admit to it.
Or they don't know that they pooped themselves.
Oh, well, I think you know, don't you know?
Oh, you know.
Yeah,
so I, before I moved here, I was working in morning radio in Traverse City. And I had a pretty busy schedule. I was getting up at like 4 in the morning. The show was from 5 to 10:30, and I would do a midday show until around 2:30, and then I would get home, have like an hour or two to kind of relax, and then I would get up again and go work as a waitress from 5 to 11. And I did this almost every single day for several months, and it was rough. I thought I could do it. I was like, I can put my mind to this. I can get through it. It's only going to be for a little bit that I need to get by with this, but I got really stressed. Like any person that was working that many hours a day, it really, really got to me, not only mentally, but I was exhausted, but physically too. And I decided to take a break one day, and I was like, I'm gonna go get some Subway or something. I'm just gonna chill. I'm gonna try and meditate and see if I can just like kind of calm my nerves. Wow, I can't even look at you guys right now.
Are you waiting? You're kind of giggling a little bit. Is that your nervousness?
No, I didn't. Just so I'm not embarrassed. I'm so very open, but so, I just think
so
it's so funny.
Let me slow you down just a little bit.
Okay.
Let's slow down. Working a lot, double the shifts, got a lot of, I said shifts, double the shifts, decided that you're going to get a little Subway.
See, I don't know if it was the stress or the Subway, but.
And you're going to go home, you're going to meditate.
Yeah, I was just going to sit there and say, right. I'm like, you know what, I need to turn.
We got the picture painted in our head
off.
Now.
I need to turn off my phone. I need to sit here with no buzzing interruptions and just sit here and eat my sub.
Okay.
So I sat on my couch and I'm eating my sub and I am just like, holy crap. I literally just crapped myself.
Wait.
That was it.
Wait, but you were KP. How did you not know that you got to go and get up?
Were you letting out a fart?
It must have been.
You don't know.
That's an integral part of the story.
That if it was a fart or
do you
not.
Think that if you farted or not.
I have to know between a fart and a shart.
I think it was a fart.
Do you think that your meditation was so amazing that it just flowed right out of you?
I think my body had just had it built up, and finally it was like, oh. That's the time for the muscles to not be so tense. And you can let.
I didn't know that you can meditate.
I was warned the first time I went to yoga. The instructor said, listen, sometimes you get so relaxed, things happen in this classroom. And I thought she was messing with me, but then I realized, no, people are messing in the classroom.
I'm
saying, could you imagine being a yoga teacher? No. You have to clean up people's sweat and duty.
Especially like hot yoga.
Yeah.
But once she said that, I was like, I'm here to relax. And now I can't relax because that's all I'm thinking about. Oh my gosh, be careful. Clench up. What's happening? Like, I don't want to be that guy.
Or a fart? A fart.
About anything. I was afraid. And she's like, it's okay. Let it go. It's natural. I'm like, I'm not letting anything go. I'm going to go home and do YouTube yoga where no one can hear me make noises.
That's called the downward duty. Can I ask you an honest question? Because if I feel like I've never just walked and it came, like I feel like I feel like I have better control of my bowels.
You have to. A part of the story has to. You have to say
See,
you farted.
It was a fart, but it was like it wasn't the consistency wasn't like solid. So it was like, oh, my body is stressed. It is runny stress.
Runny.
Yeah, sorry guys.
KP, let me just say this to you.
What?
it's so nice to know that girls that are as attractive as you still poop themselves. That makes me feel good because I thought it was just guys that looked like me that did this stuff.
I almost did the other night. I mean, like, you guys.
So we was bad?
This close. Yes. I was at Wes's house. I didn't want to poop there because I knew it was not going to be nice.
Yeah.
And so I got in the car and drove from Macomb all the way home with my kids in the car, and I was sweating, and they were trying to coach me on my breathing. If you've ever watched Handmaid's Tale, I literally felt like I was in that scene where the girls are going, breathe, because that's what the kids are doing.
When I drive,
trying to make it home.
When I have to drive and go to the bathroom, I turn
it's
off
the worst.
Everything. I turn off all the air. I keep getting as hot as possible in that car. Because I, for some reason, when it's cold, it comes faster. But can I say something about this? We have a thing in our friendship circle where there's probably 15 of us in the friendship circle, and there's only two that are left that have said that they've never done it. One being my friend John, the other being my wife.
Yeah.
She says that she has never done it. I call bull. Right. You know what on that. But, and John does too, and I think John's a liar.
Did she have C-sections with the boys, or
did she
push them out?
It was all
natural, and she didn't poop when she pushed.
No, she did not. And I was there. I was right down there. I was the quarterback. Blue 52. I was right. The doctors let me catch both or all three of the boys. Mindy, I apologize for the content that we're talking about right now, but it's real. Please tell me that you've been at it.
So that's like the cleanest thing you probably talk about.
Oh.
we were on scene for a CPR once, and the firefighter squatted down and started begging our patient, and we locked eyes, and he gave me a weird look, and I just thought something else was going on. So then after we called the hospital and called like a time of death on this person, and he snatched me up, and I'm like, what is your problem? And he whispered in my ear, he goes, I pooped myself and I need you to please take me back to my station.
Oh my gosh.
I was snorting, I was crying, and I felt bad because I was running in the house feeling bad and crying. And here I was like crying the whole time.
Your poor partner's trying to save a person's life, and squatting down doing it caused it to happen.
He probably had to wash his bunker gear. And it's probably going to stain and smell like poop.
You feel so bad.
And if you're still in the presence of family, you can't be giggling. Someone just died.
A life was lost, and so was a pair of underwear.
Pants.
Kelly, hi.
Hi. So if anyone knows me, I'm like the last person that something like this should happen to, because I get embarrassed so easily. But I went to Beaumont and had to get this like nuclear testing where they give you this dye that's supposed to make you glow while they do it. And the person there goes, your stomach might get a little upset, honey. It's okay. And I'm like, okay, yeah, no problem. Go to the testing, fine. I'm driving home on Orchard Lake, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to poop my pants. Like, I'm going to poop my pants. Mm. I roll down the windows. I turn on the radio. I'm like, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. I have to drive now home to Commerce Township. And so I'm like, you got to get there. I get in my driveway. My dog gets in my way. I almost trip over her, and then I poop my pants.
You were so close.
I was so close. Like, I unclenched, and my dog is looking at me like, what?
You can't unclench.
Why won't you pet me?
You have to bend over and go.
And I'm like, get out the way. And
they're
like, oh my God.
So specific. You can't.
Can I tell you? The funny thing is, the radio part is good too. You turn the radio up, I turn everything quiet.
Yeah. Oh no, you got to distract yourself.
I have to have quiet.
Oh no, I need to focus.
Yes.
No, I had to focus. Like, I was like, I had the radio, and I was like, don't think about half the pooping thing with the song.
It's the worst. Oh, my God. Well, welcome to the club. Congratulations. You're part of our club.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Everybody
If you ever have a bad day, like, just think about, like, that it can't get any worse than laying on your floor on your back after you just pooped yourself and your dog sitting there staring at you. It can never get worse than that day right there.
Everybody on the show has done this, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I was making sure that nobody's, you know, has not.
I have never? I wish I could.
Reese,
so I could be part of
the director of social impact.
I really wish I could, but no.
Well, you have homework.
Yeah.
I can't believe
you know, I'm confused. I think Reese might have, and he just doesn't know what it was because he didn't know what a scrotum was this morning.
I still can't get over that.
Oh my God. What should be the most romantic time of your life? Your wedding night. What happened, Brandon?
No. Hey, Moja. I love you guys.
Oh, we love you too, Brandon.
It was my wedding night, and we went to dinner, and all my family and friends, I got seafood, and I think it was bad seafood. So I had a couple beers at the hotel, really nice hotel, and we went to bed, and all of a sudden, I pooped in the bed.
Oh.
Well, how did your lovely new bride react?
She was great. She was a medical assistant, so she was on top of it. She was like, okay.
Oh, hopefully she wasn't on top of it. I mean, when they say for better or for worse, that's not what you're picturing.
That's the worst, I think it's got to be, right?
Oh. My God. I was so embarrassed. A year later, my mother, she got me the hotel, and she felt so bad. She was like, I'm going to send you guys on another little romantic getaway.
But no seafood beforehand.
No way.
It's awesome.
I just want to say, every week I look back at our text messages to see which topic got the most text reaction out of anything. Everybody's got a story.
For some reason. And then people say all they do is talk about poop.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.